Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999 when he was still a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the member of the Fed, the president of the Dallas Fed, Federal Reserve Bank. He since became the chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, and he's also since become retired from that and is now the distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. And throughout all that, one consistency remained, and that's that he was a member of our Brain Trust. And I know that's helped keep his life on an even keel, right, Bob?
Yeah, you've got to have an anchor in your life.
That's the story I'm sticking to, Bob, and I appreciate you recognizing that. Hey, Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. London Interbank Overnight Rate. LIBOR. Did I say that right?
LIBOR, London Interbank Offered Rate.
Offered rate, not overnight rate. Offered rate. All right.
Yeah.
Folks, this is. I know that you probably many of you have heard of LIBOR. You may not have known what the acronym stood for, and you probably even knew some people who got loans based on LIBOR, and you thought, wow, that, you know, obviously if they got LIBOR, that means that they've got some critical mass. They've been able to negotiate a good rate. It's usually a lower rate than for small businesses that have gotten this than you get from Prime, and it's very, very diffused and distributed across the global economy. Is it this LIBOR, Bob?
Yes, LIBOR is basically a British institution, and it's a little bit of an informal arrangement. What happens is 16 or 18 of the top banks, largely in Britain, but there are a few in other places in the world, submit daily to the British Bankers Association, an estimate of what they could borrow from other big banks. They do it for short term and longer term. They do it in different currencies. What we usually hear is the short term LIBOR rate that's denominated usually in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And what the British Bankers Association does is take the 16 or 18, I'm saying it that way because I've heard each of those numbers used, and I'm not sure which one's right. They take them and they lop off the two or three highest ones and two or three lowest ones and average the rest and publish it. So that's supposed to be the most risk-free, most highly liquid, pure interest rate.
Cost of money.
Cost of money. And people have started using that. No law that requires them to do that, but people have started using that as a reference point so that you might get a loan, and the loan will be two percentage points above LIBOR.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a floating loan, it'll go up with LIBOR and down with LIBOR.
Right.
Very few people get the rate as low as LIBOR. It's always LIBOR
right.
plus something.
But if you're an American small business, if you got your rate based on LIBOR, whatever it was, one or two above LIBOR, that was typically better terms than, say, one or two above Prime.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that relationship over time, but you probably know more about that than I do.
Yeah, the people that I've known, it's always seemed to me that it was desirable. It was almost like an accomplishment to be able to negotiate for LIBOR, you know, to get a LIBOR based rate. But regardless, so this is a rate that's, how does it compare to Prime?
Well, I think it's probably below prime normally.
Yeah. Well, not only, well, I don't just mean, because, it is usually below prime. That's what I meant when I said what I did.
Well, another difference is that it changes every day.
Right.
So some people lock on to it for a fixed rate for a period of time, and others just lock on to it as a floating rate.
And it's based on a market, on market conditions. It's not based on the quasi-government thinking of the Fed.
Right. What it says is, how much can you borrow for it? Ask these banks that.
Yeah.
And I think the idea was that banks would use numbers that they were actually borrowing from.
Mm-hmm.
The recent scandal has come because as we move from...
Hold on to that thought, Bob, because this is where we're going,
okay,
folks. I wanted Bob to explain to us what LIBOR meant, what it does, why it's important, why many businesses use it and have used it for a long time, but now can we count on it? Because there's a scandal Bob's going to tell us about after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.